We're at home, and I work for you here.
Kevin, S. Avenue, Dallas, Texas. Present is Mr. Ewings, Investigator Al Maxwell, and Investigator Clarence Day. And we're interviewing Mr. Ewings. Mr. Ewings, you see this recorder? Yes. It'll be in front of you all during this interview. And you give your consent to be taped. All right, we'll start the interview. Can just sit here. I guess we can, it'll pick all of us up. All right. On November 22nd, 1963, were you in Elm Street and Houston Street in Dallas, Texas?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. In your own words, can you tell us how you arrived at that point and what you saw?
Yeah, it was a school deal. You know, I mean, they were making some big deal out of it in school about everybody, you know, they'd never seen the president before. You know, this was the only opportunity that they would, have, you know, really. I mean, to see one close eyes, you know, to me, it was really thrilling. So they were giving us the opportunity to get out of school.
Right.
So most of what I was looking at was the point, you know, get a chance to kind of, you know, be out. So, but we had to go, you know, it was a must. If you go, if you didn't go, well, you know,
they'd go back.
Check back on you, right? So I went on downtown that morning, and I got down there, it was still kind of the afternoon, you know, early. And first I was just walking around, you know, because we still had nothing happened, you know, thus far down on that end. And they said, well, everybody was saying, well, he got to come by here, you know, he got to come by here. So everybody kind of got comfortable, you know. So I was just waiting and waiting. So finally I walked down to the far end of Elm Street there. And I got there by the little pool. There's a little pool, like, right there in the front. So I got there and I sat down. And after I had to sit down a few minutes, and then after a while the people, you know, begin to get up and people begin to scream and holler and whatnot. Now all we have is real little.
Yeah.
So I came out by the curb, you know, because I really wanted to see. So when I run out by the curb, well, the limousine, well, first the police motorcycle come around the corner. They off, I believe they was coming off maybe Main or Elm Street. Main, they commerce there, one or the other. Anyway, they come around the corner. And he come on around, he went on down, he kind of went down the hill, and then the limousine came around, you know, and so everybody was hollering, well, there's the president, there's the president, there's the president. So I run out to the curb, got kind of out in the street. And when I got kind of out in the street, but then I kind of moved back, you know, and then I went down and come back around and came back up on the sidewalk. When I got back up on the sidewalk, where it was going, it just came and got direct. What I call the Houston Street. But it had gotten direct on Houston, you know, by the county deal. So I went on out in the street. Then on Elm, I just stepped down the street. Well, you know, you see in a mirror, you know how a mirror do when you get a kind of reflective light. But at first, I was just hearing everybody, and I was trying to see, and I also looked like I was kind of bouncing up, and I could see a reflector from the building over there. It just kept shining.
That was the book.
Yeah, the book of Apology. And it just kept, you know, kind of moving, but it was glossy. And I just kind of, you know, come out a little bit and looked up there. And you could kind of see, you know, in a way, you could see somebody staring. It looked like, you know, how people be staring with quite nothing, you know, right at the time. I didn't pay it a whole lot of mind because you're looking for everybody to be looking out of windows and whatnot. But you could see something sticking out, but it was glossy, but it was moving. And so I stepped back up on the curb, and because they were getting ready to turn the corner. And by that time, well, I got up on the curb, and this little old deal there by the pond, a little square block-like deal, you know, like they put around ponds and stuff. Well, I was leaning up on it because I was going to clamp, you know, kind of get up on it while I could kind of see, but just about everybody had me block out, and it was some lady. was there, you know, and I think she kind of caught the glimpse of it too. But about that time, you know, then the shots, you know, ring out. You know, and then everybody started, well, I didn't know what was going on, you know, me being smart, I just thought maybe it was a firecracker or something out. But then somebody said, you know, it was shooting, you know, they said, president been hit, president been hit, president been hit, shooting, you know. So I got behind a little deal there, and I stayed by that, and you could yet see the deal, you know, out the window. But after, you know, it happened all so fast, but right after it kind of quit and people started moving around, then I looked at the bill. But the gloss was gone. It wasn't nothing else. It wasn't sticking out no more. It wasn't nothing there. So, you know, I went to the other side of the street because, you know, I was getting nervous. And I went and I told the police. There was a police coming down through the little street there in front of the book depository on the three-wheeler. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know. I said, I might, you know, it may not mean much to nobody. I said, but right up there at the top there, look about, by the third window from the top, I was counting the corner. I said, it was something shiny looking, sticking out the window. I said, then after all the noise quit, it was gone. And so he went and took me around to the front of the you know, county. And we stood there and we talked about it. And I just told him, you know, what I had seen happen. But, I mean, it was just all so confusing, you know, the way it all went down, you know. It just happened so quickly. But
do you remember that officer's name?
No, sir, I sure don't.
If you heard it, you think you would remember it?
I really couldn't say. I really couldn't say.
When you told him that, did he take you over to the book depository?
No, sir. He put me on the bike.
Right.
And he brought me around, all the way around to the county. To the county, jail.
Oh, he brought you there. He didn't take you back to the book
depository? No, sir.
Did they take a statement from you at that time?
Well, yeah, we had got to the county, then that's when I took the statement.
Right. Now, when you first got to the square, and you walked up, and you said you sat down by the pond?
Well, when I first got down there, like I said, I kind of walked around a bit, because really had nothing. He hadn't got that far down. And then everybody was, I was trying to get in the position where I could see, so I got out in the street. At first, they're on Houston. And I was facing the county jail, and, you know, prison was hanging out. But, you know, you could see people, prisoners up on the bars trying to, you could see the prisoners trying to see, you know, and whatnot. You can't help but to notice up.
Right.
But then, when they started saying he, you know, they started talking about he was coming. So I got on the other side of the street there on Anthony. But he first one to come around, the one was on a two-wheeler. He come around the corner first.
He was by himself.
Yes, sir. He was kind of way out in front of him. Mm-hmm. And he come around and went down like you're going down the bridge, you know, toward the bridge, overpass there. And that's when the limousine come on around, you know, and then everybody was saying, get back, you know, and this, that. So I stayed back on the curb then, trying to get up on the little pond deal. You know, that little stand-like deal. I was trying to get up on the deal so I could see. And that's when I noticed the deer shining, you know.
Right. Now, where was it? What floor was this on?
It was about the third level from the top.
Sure?
Second or third level from the top, yes.
Could have been the second or the third.
Second or third.
Did you see any black fellas in the window?
No, sir. In a way, I mean, the way the shadow was hitting, you really, like I told the man, you couldn't tell whether it was a Negro or whether it was a white man. It was just more or less just like a shadow. You know, you could tell somebody was there.
I mean, under this shine, that was shining, like you said it was like a gloss, like a mirror reflector.
It was more like a gloss, but you could tell somebody was handling it. You know, they could see, you could kind of see a shadow, but you couldn't say whether it was a black person or a white person. You know, it would be hard for you to say. Either way, because you really couldn't see that good for the reflector. All you could see, you could tell somebody was handling it. You know, was moving.
Now, did you see the barrel of a gun or a pipe come out?
It looked like a pipe, really. You know, that's what I told him. I said, it looked more like a pipe or something sticking out of the window. That's really not going to get, you know.
Now, when you first noticed this, was this after you heard the first shot or before you heard
it? It was right before.
Just before that?
The shot started.
Right.
When I seen it. Uh-huh. But I didn't pay no mind. And then the shot started. That's when I tried to hide.
Right.
And then after it was all over, it was gone. You know, it just wasn't that. It just disappeared.
All right. Did you see anyone? Well, did you know where the book repository door? Yeah. Did you see anyone come out of there?
I really didn't know it. I told this other lady and a man that was standing by me. I told them.
What did you tell them?
About the deer. I said, well, it was something sticking out the window. That looked like a pipe or something. I said, but it's gone. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, you need to tell the police. And that's when I went across the street.
Right.
And the three-wheeler guy was on the three-wheeler, and I told him, you know, and that's when they took me over to the county jail.
Oh, and then they took a statement from you at the county jail?
Yes.
I guess we'll go back and clear up a few things. And first, I'm going to ask you. I know this is a replica of what the dealing plaza looks like,
mm-hmm.
or looked like probably at that time. And I want to try to get some idea as to exactly where you were standing at that time.
Well, that would be known.
If you take a look at this, can you put your pencil on here and show me?
Okay. Here's the booty part to it. Okay, here, right here where I was at first.
Right.
Okay
now you indicate that
right.
That's a little bit down, that's a little bit towards Houston Street, but it's on the opposite, the front of the booty part.
Right here, okay, right here is the booty part if I'd been here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the light is here, the Elm and...
This is Houston.
Okay, this is Houston.
This is Elm.
This is Elm. Okay, at first when I came, okay, the bus, I believe, they were coming this way.
Right. That would be going
right.
off
so
on...
you had to get off up here by the records building.
Right.
Okay, well, I came by right on here first. And that's where I was kind of standing in the street at first.
That's across the street from the...
County Jail.
County Jail.
All right. And then when the police came first, when he departed, probably from the limousine, it was probably here. Because he got way out in front. And he got to about right along down here. He didn't stop here. He came on down here.
And that's way down here by the sign, yeah, the sign yes, on
by
the grassy knoll.
Right. He come on down here.
That means he came down Houston
and
turned into Elm.
And went about right on here.
All right.
Okay.
And the motorcade was where?
By the time he got here, they had to be leased by right along here.
The limousine.
Right, because they just came around the corner.
Okay, you're talking about the lead motor man.
Right.
It was the first one on the motorcycle.
Yes.
Okay.
And here's where I came out there. I came on this side.
Okay, then you moved from
here,
over in front of the county jail, all the way around the plaza to Elm Street side.
Right there by the light.
Right by the light, which is opposite the book building on the other side of the street.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's when I stepped out in the street.
Okay.
And that's when I seen the deal.
Okay.
That was just
okay, now you're facing the book building,
right.
And you're saying you looked up.
Uh-huh.
And you looked up at the window.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a flash. Now,
right.
Let me ask you, thank you for pointing out where you were here. Let me ask you this. As you were standing there on the corner, when the first motorcycle went around the corner, you moved down to that spot opposite the book depository.
That's
you were standing on the corner, and you moved out into the street.
Right.
Okay. Now, when did you get back up on the curb? Did there come a time when they told you to...
Yeah, because they begin to ask you, you know, another guy came through, and they begin to ask you to move back.
Right.
You know, they move back. And so that's when I got back. They were pushing people back, telling them to get back up on the curb. But that's when I got back on the curb. And then as you step back on the curb, you walk back maybe about 2-3 feet.
Uh-huh.
It's a little stand. I don't know about the wide of this, I guess, but a little bit tall.
A little wall.
Yeah, maybe 2-3 feet.
Right.
You know, and...
Right.
It sits about, like this.
Right.
It sits about right along here.
Okay, I see. On the Houston Street
right,
side.
Right, okay. And I wanted to get up on it, you
right.
know, who I could see, but as another lady that had me blocked off
right.
and a guy that was
okay.
Standing there by me.
Okay.
And then when it got about, I believe...
Is this the stand?
No, the stand.
Okay, all right.
About right. But when the motor car got about with the president, I believe...
The limousine.
Right. When it got about right along in here,
uh-huh.
by where they got it marked. Right. That's when the shot started.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When you were standing now on the corner and the first motorcycle went by and you moved into that position, then you were facing the book building and you said you looked up and you saw a shiny object.
Right, like, you know, let's say, all right, this the county jail. Okay, first I'm on this street.
Right.
I'm on Houston, like this. Right. I'm looking at the county, all the guys hanging on the bars and they're trying to see.
Right.
Okay, then the police came.
Uh-huh.
And he came on around the corner. Okay, and then that's when the motor cars began to come.
Right.
Okay, well, I ran then down to the other end because I wanted to get to the other end while I get in another position. Well, then I was facing the book depository.
Right.
Okay, and then as the motor cars began to come around off of Main Street, I believe it was coming off of coming around.
It came down Main and turned into Houston and they're heading for Elm.
Right. That's when the officers and stuff that were on the ground were saying, move back. Move back. Everybody get back up on the curb. They were pushing them back.
Nobody
don't want you on the street. Right.
Right.
Okay, well, we stepped on the curb. You know, when you stepped on the curb, you're looking down. You know how your reaction is. Then I glanced up. And now I seen, you know, a pipe.
All right. Now, let me ask you, let's stop right there for a minute. Describe what you saw at that window. When I say describe it, I mean, could you make it out? Tell me what you could make it out to be. I want you to tell me if you saw a person, a man, or just describe to me what you saw at that window.
Well, I couldn't say whether it was a woman, man, black, or what.
Okay.
But like I said, I seen the pipe.
All right.
That's what I told
you. You saw an object.
There was an object sticking out of the window.
Uh-huh.
And it was movement. You know, you could see the movement, but you could make out what it was, but you could see the movement.
Right.
And when I seen it it didn't have a steady stand. You know, in other words, it might be like this one minute.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it wasn't moving a whole lot, but it was moving just enough so you could tell it had movement.
Okay. Were you thinking it was like a tracking movement?
Well. You know, could be, you know.
It moved from side.
Right, more or less just a, you know, a slow movement, you know.
Yeah.
And I still, you know, just didn't really pay it no mind. You know, I see some of the pipe and jumping all down there anyway. So I really didn't pay it no mind. And then, you know, I just got everybody back up on the curb. And I was kind of watching it, you know. I was trying to see what was going on too, so I ran to the thing. And that's when I got to the stand, because I was going to get up on it. And then I was trying to, you know, see. And then that's when the shot started, because it just went down the hill when I was trying to get up on the stand. And that's when the shot started. Everybody said, the president been shot. President, you hear people saying the president been shot. So I got behind the little stand. I just kneeled behind it. I didn't really just sit down and kneel behind it. I was kind of... Man, and you can still see the deal sticking out the window.
When you say the deal, you mean whatever that object was?
Yeah, whatever the object was. It was still there.
Right.
But then I glanced down the street. You know, I kind of turned, just looked back. It was gone. It just absolutely disappeared.
All right. It disappeared.
It just...
As soon as you looked one way and you turned back, it was gone.
It was gone.
Okay.
How many shots did you hit?
At least three. I know it was three.
You say at least three. Could have been more?
It could have been, but I know I heard at least three. I heard three precisely.
Okay. Amos, let me ask you. Where did you think those shots came from?
Well, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say, but I mean, to my opinion, now, you know, even after so many years, I still wouldn't say if the gun was up there. I still don't believe they all come from there. It was just too fast, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like somebody had a you hear it automatic.
Yeah.
It was like that. It wasn't no pow. It was just right quick. Yeah, it was fast.
And in your mind, even reflecting on it now, you don't think that all of them.
No.
Say all, do you think any of them came from there?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
All right, well, let me go a step further. Could you say that a shot came out of that window?
Now, that, like I said, that's a possibility that a shot could have came from that. But it still was other.
You said to you, it sounded like it was more than one gun fire.
It had to be. It had to be.
The shots were very fast.
Right. I mean, you know, even as an expert marksman, you'd have to be pretty good, you know, to load automatic. I mean, you know, a single shot that fast. It was just too fast. I mean, you take a 38 trigger hammer, and I don't think, you know, even with this, you could fire that fast. It was just
now, if you can remember, let's talk about the window. What floor do you think it was on?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in the roof depository building, but it had, it to me, it was more or less the second floor from the top, you know.
Second window from the top.
Right. Yeah,
that's on the corner nearest which street?
That's on the corner nearest Houston.
Nearest Houston.
Right.
Second window from the top. Okay. Did you notice anything at any of the other windows?
No. Not more than one of them had just a little red circle on it, you know. I don't know what that indicates. That's about it. None of the rest of them had no objects in them or nothing like that.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's talk about the police officer that you pointed the window out to. First of all, how did you get to the police officer? Let's clear that again.
Well, I just went, you know, the lady that heard me, you know, I said, it was something in that window, you know, I was just uh-huh. saying. The lady, she said, where? And I told her, you know, and she said, well, let's go ahead and tell the police officer. So we started across the street.
Did you point at the window?
Yes, sir.
To the lady when
yes,
you were talking
sure
to the
did.
Lady?
Yes, I sure okay. did. So we went across the street, and she stopped the police on three wheels and said, this young man seen someone in the window up there, and then he said, get on the bike and come with me. So that's when he brought me over to the county jail.
All right. Now, if you can remember, did there come a time when you went back to the front of that building and you pointed the window out to the motorcycle man, the policeman? You can't remember.
I don't think he even take me around to the window.
How old were you at that time?
I guess about 13, I guess.
Okay. Alright. And you say he took you to the county?
He took me straight to the county jail.
To the county jail?
Yes. Which is right here. This building.
That building right there.
You go in. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where
all right, that's a building that's a, in that area just behind the county on Houston Street.
Right.
Okay. He took you there. Did there come a time when somebody took a written statement, if you can remember? Did they put it down on paper and you have to sign something?
No, I don't think they did. I don't believe so.
Do you remember if you talked to detectives, FBI agents, Secret Service? Do you remember any of that?
Not before. Well, it was, but it was a good while afterwards. It went right away.
When you say a good while, you mean a month, 6 months, a year?
Well, it was about, I don't know exactly how long, but it was before we went to the interview.
You mean, did you go to Washington?
Yes.
All right. And you testified before the Warren Commission?
Yes.
All right. And it was a good while before that?
To the interview, yes.
Okay. And a couple other things let me ask you. When you went downtown, I heard you say something about we were moving around or we were down there for a while. Mm-hmm. Did you go with somebody else? Some other
people? Most school guys, you know, they just went down there with us, you know, we all got separated, you know, we just went together. I say we were all from the same school.
Okay.
But we didn't stay together, you know.
When you were down near the Daily Plaza on Houston Street, across from the courthouse, mm-hmm. were you by yourself then?
Yes.
You were? Mm-hmm. All right. The lady that you first told that you saw something in the window. Do you know who that lady is?
No, sir, I sure don't.
All right.
I don't know. I didn't know anybody there. I just...
Okay.
Okay. Did you have a camera at the time?
Yeah, but I don't remember what happened to it.
Did you take any pictures?
I took some pictures, but I don't remember what happened to my camera.
Did you take pictures of the shooting, or you took pictures of...
I took pictures of everything I could get shot of.
At that time?
At that time. But I don't remember what happened.
Did you take pictures of the man in the window?
I took pictures of the building, and what have you, you know. But I just can't remember what happened.
All right, Ewing, let me ask you. Did you have your camera when you got on the motor?
No.
You didn't have it when you got on the motorcycle?
I either left it behind the brick thing or in the pond. You know, there's a little water pond there.
Right.
It's either in the pond or on the brick deal, what I hid behind. Because I didn't carry it with me.
But you had it before the shooting started.
When did you start taking pictures?
Well, after I had gotten over there, we taking one or two, you know, small shots. You know how you do it. Uh-huh. And I just taken a few shots, but to me it wasn't nothing important, you know, just building and whatnot. Because I really couldn't get a good shot at what I really wanted. I wanted to take a picture of the, you know, motor cars and whatnot, but you really couldn't do, you know, very much with it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what happened to it.
What kind of camera did you have?
Oh, it was just a little cheap camera. It wasn't no real big thing. It was just, $8 or $9, you know.
Yeah. When the shooting started, you started taking pictures?
No, when the shooting started, I had hid. I just said when I lost the camera or whatever.
Right.
I left it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you don't recall. You did give a statement.
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, here, I have a copy from the Sheriff's Department, County of Dallas, Texas. And it says, before me, the undersigned authority, on this date, 22nd day of November, A.D. 1963, personally appeared Amos Lee Ewings, address 411 Avenue F, Dallas, Texas, age 15, and a phone number, WH39701. Says, I am presently going to school at Franklin D. Roosevelt High School and am in the ninth grade. I got out of school this morning to see the President of the United States when he came to Dallas. I was standing on the corner of Elm and Houston Street. From where I was standing, I could look across the street and see a large red brick building. I saw the President turn the corner in front of me, and I waved at him, and he waved back. I watched the car on down the street, and about the time the car got near the black and white sign, I heard a shot. I started looking around, and then I looked up in the red brick building. I saw a man in the window with a gun, and I saw him shoot while he then stepped back behind some boxes. I could tell the gun was a rifle, and it sounded like an automatic rifle the way he was shooting. I just saw a little bit of the barrel and some of the trigger housing. This was a white man. He did not have a hat. I just saw this man for a few seconds. As far as I know, I have never seen this man before. And then it's signed Amos Lee Ewings. Is this your signature?
Yeah. 14.
When you were 14. Right. Now, when you gave the statement, did you just tell them and they wrote it down?
They just wrote it down.
But did they write it word for word the way you told them?
No.
This isn't the way you told them.
I told the man I couldn't hardly tell.
Uh-huh.
You know, I said, now it could have been a white man, I said, but I knew whoever didn't have one hat.
Right.
I remember telling him that.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you can tell when so, you know, the reflection was you to give it away.
Right.
But I told him, I said, now, I couldn't, you know, really say whether it was white, black, or what.
Right. So mostly,
but it was, most of that is
his
bumps, you know.
Right.
But like I said, you can see the biggest majority of whatever it is, is gone. You know, the biggest majority of it, you could see.
Right.
True. But the only time that I got to really tell, you know, whether I still, you know, to me, look more or less like a pipe until it commenced to move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, pipes ain't gonna move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I said, well, I told the man, I said, well, it had to be a gun.
Right.
something because it kept steady moving. Mm-hmm. And there was some boxes in by the window, right. You know. And that's how the sun and stuff kind of gave a reflection, you know, for the way it was beaming. Mm-hmm. But like I told him, that you couldn't really tell, you know.
You couldn't tell. If you saw the man face to face, could you have told him?
I wouldn't know him. Nobody else.
Did there ever come a time when there were some men lined up in a line and they showed you some people in the lineup?
Never did.
Did they try to change what you said?
Well, they tried to add, you know, they tried to make me say things that I wasn't saying, you know.
Who tried to do that?
Well, the people that was asking me the questions, you know, they waited a while and they take me in the building and then they come and start asking me questions, you know. And like I told them, I said, well, you know, I seen the pipe or the gun or whatever, I said, but it was moving. Mm-hmm. I said, you could see it, you could tell them, you know, I said, you could see the reflection. And he said, well, with a white man, colored man, what was it? I said, well, I couldn't say. I said, but you could see a shadow. Right behind wherever you were standing, I said, there's a few boxes in the window. I said, go up there, some boxes in the window. I said, the way the sun is shining, I could even see, you know, if you went up there, I could see your reflection if you were back there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then he said, well, but he asked me, he said, did you shoot the shots come from there? I said, well, I'm pretty sure that one come from there. You know, you pretty well tell. I said, but, you know, even as it is, I said, it seemed to me like it was more than one. You know, where you think doesn't come from then? On the other side track or what? I said, I don't know. I said, could have came train track, could have come behind the van, I don't know. I said, but it seemed more or less it was more than one. I said, because it just so quick. Mm-hmm. And then they just, you know.
Huey, were you alone at that time? I mean, was your mother or your father?
No, I was by myself.
By yourself?
Yes, sir.
Were you afraid?
Yeah. Yeah, I was scared.
You were afraid?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And after you said it came, maybe they said maybe from the train track or something.
Yeah, they tried to make me say, you know, that the shots came from the track also, you know, and I told them I couldn't say, you know, and they said, well, you know.
Now, the people that questioned you, were they in uniform?
You know, so they were in suits. They were just in plain, ordinary suits. They weren't regular police officers. They were out of uniform.
Like detectives.
Right.
And they said, you said about the train work factor, they said, well, you know, like you said, they were trying to make it.
Yeah, better. I think maybe shots came from the railroad track, too. Mm-hmm. I told him I didn't know, you know, I couldn't say for certain. He said, well, you sure they come from the building? I said, well, at least one, you know, I believe came from the building. I said, but I couldn't say from the track. So I said, but it was more, seemed like more or less more than one. You know, there was firing from some place, you know, and then they started trying to make me say things that I wasn't saying. You know,
remember how, some of the things they tried to put in you out?
Yeah, they asked me, I guess he said something about how long was I there behind the brig, and I told him, I don't know, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, maybe not that long. But say, then he tried to maybe put a definite, you know, time on. I don't know, you know. I mean, you can't say when you're nervous and you're scared, you don't know. You know, time is something that you don't even want to worry about.
Right.
You know, when it comes to you and your life, you're struggling for your life. You know, and shots is just ringing, folks. And nobody necessarily knows where they're going. You know, nobody can say, well, he's shooting straight at the president. Nobody gonna stop and say that. They just saying it's shooting, you know. And when shooting starts, you just trying to protect yourself.
Right.
And you know, and then they you know, more or less they ask you, where were you? And then they, you know, wanted me to show them where I was, you know. And then I told them where I was. And then he said, well, we'll be talking to you probably some more.
But did they ever talk to you again?
I never talked to those guys again. Next thing I know, they come and talk to my mother, some men, and they wanted me to go to Washington or something. And so I had my mother, you know, to make sure it was all right, you know, because I had already heard about one guy had gotten killed already, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I really didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I forgot this guy's name, but.
Did you know him?
No, but he was down there taking pictures. You know, he was a photographer, I guess he was.
Photographer?
Yeah. Then he had gotten killed. He wasn't very old either. He was a young man. But they said that somebody shot him, you know, coming to the apartment or something, shot him. Mm-hmm. So I told him, well, I said, well, I don't want to get no deeper than what I am. I don't even want to, you know, discuss it no more, you know.
Was this shortly after the assassination?
Yeah, it wasn't very long after the assassination that this started. This kind of stuff started. And one guy named, what's his guy name? Mr. Warner, something like that. He's a white fella that was talking to me one time. He had seen something. Anyway, he had gotten shot. He got shot through here and come out of it. They just blessed him, didn't kill him, you know.
Oh, he lived in Oak Cliff?
Yeah, I believe so.
He was coming out of the basement?
Mr. Warner.
Where did you talk to him?
I talked to Mr. Warner up here on Langston one day.
How long ago?
Oh, it's been a number of years ago now that I talked to him.
Well, you knew him from the plaza?
Mr. Warner? Mm-hmm. No, I met him from where he used to have a car lot. Mm-hmm. And that's how I met him.
Oh, yeah, that's the fellow that was coming out of the basement and shot.
Yeah,
he didn't die.
No, he didn't die.
Did he go to Washington?
I believe he did. Yeah, either that or he got out of it or something. He said he didn't want to get involved or something.
You saw him before he got shot or after he got shot?
After he hadn't got shot.
What did he say to you after he got shot?
He just told me, you know, to be careful, you know.
Did he say anything about himself getting shot?
Yeah, he told me about him getting shot.
What did he say about that?
He said, he told him something about it. He said he explained what he had saw. Or whatever, and he said it wasn't all I did. And he said, you see this scar? You know, he was showing me his scar, but he said, I got shot through here. And come out of me, he said, just a blessing, it didn't kill me. You know, and I said, who did that? He said, I don't know. He said, just from what I knew. You know, he said, told me, so you just be careful. So I guess he must have knew, you know, me, and I really didn't know him.
He came up to you to tell you this?
Yeah, he told me this. You know, because
how did he know who you were?
Well, I was looking around his car lot. You know, he had his car lot at the time.
Right.
And I was looking around his car lot because I was looking for me an old car to go back and forth working in.
Right. Did you know who he was?
No, sir. I didn't know
him. And you were around the car lot. You were looking to get a car.
Uh-huh.
And how did he know who you were?
I guess he had seen me before. Had seen me downtown or something.
How would he know to tell you about what happened to him?
He was just sitting there and he discussing it, you know.
You came in to buy the car.
Right.
And you went to the office?
Yeah, they got a little, you know, office. Right. You know how to do the car lot.
And how did the subject come up?
Well, we were talking about the car and whatnot, and then he said, when you down there, you were assassinated? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. And then he said, I had told him my name, you know, mm-hmm. while I was looking at the car. He said, yeah, I thought so. And so me and him shook hands, you know. Mm-hmm. And then he said, yeah, he said, I was down there. He said, I saw dust and soap. And he said, and then I got, he said, what long I did? And he said, I gave my statement mm-hmm. and whatnot. And that's when he showed me the scars. And we were sitting in the office. You see right here, somebody shot me. And then he said, it's just a blessing, didn't kill me. And I said, He said, well, all I said, you know, just had to be careful. And that's what he told me. He told me that.
Where was this car lot?
It's up on a Lancaster Street, I believe it is. Used to be. I don't even know if he's still in business or not. And then he knew me from where I used to work up here at the steakhouse. So he used to come in there and eat.
He did?
Sometimes, yes, sir. Right. Him and his family, they came up and eat.
This was after you worked at the steakhouse?
Yeah, I was working up there then. You know, I was busboy.
Oh, during the time of the assassination?
No, after.
Oh.
No, I don't do work.
Can you remember what he told you, what he talked about, did he tell you what he saw?
No, not specifically. He didn't just come out and say it. He just told me, you know, be careful.
Right.
You know, and then he told me about, I guess he keeps up with it quite a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. He told me about this other guy, you know, how he had gotten killed, you know, and, how the photographer had gotten killed, and then he told me about how he had gotten shot, you know, and then he just said, you know, be careful, you know. I said, yeah, I don't ever talk about it, you know. I said, I try my best just, you know, blank it out of my mind, you know. I said, I don't even want to discuss it, you know. I don't discuss it with nobody, you know, not really. I don't say
it's a white fella, black
yeah,
fella.
He's a white fella.
Do you have any idea where he lives now?
No, sir, I sure don't.
So how long ago was that?
It was about 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah, mm-hmm. it had to be at least eight years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen him since then?
No, sir, I haven't seen him.
Amos, did you see the president when he actually got hit?
No, sir.
Okay.
I didn't see him when he got hit.
Did you see anybody else while you were there at Elm in Houston that you know, that you knew at that time?
No, when nobody down there hardly that I knew.
Did you see anybody at police headquarters that you knew?
No, sir.
Have you seen any photographs that were taken down there other than what were in the newspapers, other than what were in magazines and things? Have you seen any other pictures? Do you know anybody who has seen, like kids you went to school with?
Okay. After this happened in the weekend past, did you see Ruby get shoot Oswald on TV?
Yeah.
Right. Did you go to school that Monday or Tuesday? Right. The next time you went to school, the same students that you went down there to the classroom with, were they in school?
Yeah, we talked. Right.
Did you all talk?
Oh, you know, we talked about going
there. Did any of them see what had happened?
No. Yeah. They you know, they just mad at me mostly, you know. Uh-huh. They see me on the bike and whatnot, you know, teasing me along.
Was that a three-wheel bike or two-wheel bike?
It was three.
Three-wheel bike.
Yeah, one of them little camera looking boots.
Right.
He was sitting in there.
On the little back part. That's where he set me up on.
Right, so now this statement that was made, was not, most of this is not your word.
Right.
Are you saying they sort of made it up and then let you sign it?
Well, you know, at that time, you know, like I said, you know, I just told them what I had seen, and they whatever they had, they just added, you know. But like I told them, you know, it couldn't, you know, I couldn't really definitely say. But I know whoever didn't wear no hat. Mm-hmm. I knew that. But I said, because you can tell that, you know, a hat give off a big reflection, right. You know, any kind of hat or something that you wear, it's gonna show. And like I told him, you know, I couldn't really say what it was. You know, who he was. I couldn't say it was Oswald. I couldn't say it was Ruby, you know, or whatever.
Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to reflect anything, but that was back when you were about 13 years old.
Right.
And they typed the statement up, and then your signature's on here.
And then they told
could you read very well at that time?
No, it's not very good.
You could not read very well. No, so if you'd read this, you may not have known.
Did you read it?
No, sir, I didn't know that.
They just typed it up and gave it to
you. Told me to sign.
And you just signed. You didn't even worry about it.
No,
Now, let's take a short break.
Okay.
I'm going to shut this off for a minute, and we'll take a short break. We're back now. We took a short break. The time now is 8:02. And Amos, I'm going to show you a photograph. And this photograph I'm showing you is, on the back of it is picture A, and it has my initials, Clarence J. Day, and it has A. Maxwell. I'm going to ask you if you notice anybody or you know anybody on this photograph. If you do, tell me.
Just myself.
All right. Now, where are you located on this photograph?
This is on Houston Street, and I'm right here in the corner.
Is that the woman that you described before, standing next to you?
This, I believe, is the same lady that went on around, you know, come on around with me to the other side.
Let me get it straight. Is this the lady you said that you first mentioned that you saw something in the window?
Yeah, this I believe is the same lady.
All right. You told her, and this is the let me get it straight. Is this the lady you said that you first mentioned that you saw something in the window?
Yeah, this is, I believe, the same lady.
All right. You yeah. told her, and this is the lady this that told
you? She said, tell the police officer.
All right. All right. How do you recognize that this is you?
Well, you know, I mean, the jacket, I haven't had the jacket for years, you know, when I first got it, it was too big. But, you know, we didn't have, you know, very much money. Mm-hmm. But the jacket, you know, it's something that, you know, we gave to him, and I've been had it a long time. Mm-hmm. And he just couldn't hardly wear it out.
Also present is Miss Ella Levine, sister of Amos. And would you look at this picture? Do you recognize the person in the corner as being your brother?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that your brother?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. This is a picture of the presidential motorcade. And this is on Houston Street?
Yes.
Houston Street. The president and Jackie Kennedy, the limousine, Governor Connally and his wife, driver and the bodyguard, and several people standing on the sidewalk are present in this picture. Also, while you were standing there, did you notice a car driving to Houston Street? Was it Houston Street? With a lot of markings on it? Just before the presidential motorcade came along, the car drove in and turned around.
I don't know what happened. Okay. Let's stay on
that. Let me ask you, Amos, is there anything that we have not asked you about, or that nobody has ever asked you about concerning this assassination, that you feel we ought to know about, or you feel there should be an answer, or something that you remember that you want to tell us?
No, sir. The only thing that really puzzled me out of all the years and the times I hadn't been able to figure out was how, you know, I mean, it seemed funny. You know, it said, one lady said that, you know, I wonder what happened to the police. You know, that fell on the motorcycle. How did he fall? What did he fall for? You know.
You saw a policeman fall at that time?
Now, you know, the one that was on the motorcycle that was in the front. You know.
Was he trying to drive the motorcycle up on the curb?
I don't know whether he trying to go up on the curb or what was he trying to do. Okay. But it stayed there by the curb. You know, but he wasn't on it. He got off of it and went someplace up by the railroad track.
Oh, he ran, see him run up the railroad track?
Yeah, he went up the hill by the railroad track. You know, I don't know, you know. I mean, you know, I didn't say nothing about it, you know. Like I said, I didn't really mean to talk. But I just wondered, you know, I've been wondering, you know, I know he didn't get shot. You know, if he did, they say nothing about it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know whether the motorcycle slipped out of money or he just failed, or he was just jumping off to protect himself or what happened. You know, but I never did see him no more.
That was not the man that took you back to
no,
the
prison.
Okay. He was the first one that was leading?
Yeah, he was the one that was leading out, you know. And I just, you know, I mean, it's just a puzzle to me, you know. The whole thing really just a puzzle and upset, you know.
Did you see the Zapruder film? When I say the Zapruder film, not the movies that this fellow Zapruder took of the assassin when the president
was
shot.
Oh, I've been watching.
Yeah. Did they show you that in Washington?
We seen some of that film. Yeah.
Right.
That's been 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Did you know a man named Lee Harvey Oswald? Did you know a man named Ruby, Jack Ruby? Did you know any police officers in the Dallas Police Department? Did you know a man named J.D. Tippett?
No.
Well, Max, we're going to end this tape, and we end it now at 8:05, 5 minutes after 8. Thank you.
Thank you.